Welcome to Dish Nation!
Sharon AE's relationship just got someone's approval, and you won't believe who it is.
And Karrueche Tran is selling feet pics. Girl, I might need some tips.
Mm. Plus, honey, there might be a royal affair happening. We'll get into that. And, honey, you can see our set is a little greener today for St. Patrick's Day. But, hey, Crack, what's next?
Well, okay, after 1 year with the Baltimore Ravens, it seems like Odell Beckham Jr. might be trying to get signed by the Kansas City Chiefs, which, of course, is the home of Travis Kelce. Mm. Well, OBJ is reportedly dating Kim Kardashian, and the Wags, that's wives and girlfriends, are always at the games cheering on their dudes, so we can see some pretty interesting run-ins between Kim and Travis's lady, the one and only Taylor Swift. And if you forget why this could be problematic, you know, that whole thing with the phone
Kanye
recording
the
thing,
phone, yeah.
I'm gonna let you finish all that. But, yo, do you think they would be cordial at the games, or you think they would be, like, you know, stoic, stone-faced, looking straight ahead?
They would be cordial. Taylor is not petty. Kim is not petty.
She's the princess of petty.
Taylor, if Taylor Swift drops entire albums on people, like, I don't think that she's petty, but, like, that's the defining, probably, moment of her late teens, early 20s, that whole Kanye thing with Kim and everything.
Yeah, so but it's she like, got caught lying on people.
Who?
Taylor. Yeah.
Who she lied on? Yeah.
She had lied about the situation. Y'all remember the situation?
Yeah, like, so like she like confessed on tape that like, yeah, you can use the, you know, use my audio.
Well, it was like a context thing. He was like, can I use your name in this thing? And she goes, yeah. And then ultimately he changed the lyric that he told her he was going to use. So he got her permission and then he changed the lyric.
Is that what happened?
Yes.
Okay.
But Kim K was the one like sitting there holding the phone and recording the combo, and that's why she had
with so the it's big hard Kool-Aid smile.
It's hard for me to imagine that they're gonna be like buddy buddy.
Yeah, because I was gonna say, what's the beef then?
I wanna see this because you know now they'll show two people at the games as opposed to just Taylor Swift.
Yeah. But Kim may get some airtime too.
So. Oh, definitely.
Low-key, I'm here for it.
Also, the other thing is like, would Kim feel peer pressure to like jump and clap and act excited to be at the game?
Hell no.
It depends on what kind of surgery she had recently, if everything is settled, you know what I mean?
No. All right, y'all. Kate Middleton had an abdominal surgery in January, but her long public absence has had a lot of people wondering. We're wondering, where's Kate? Well, Kate shared a picture with her kids this week, but it was a Photoshop disaster and has raised more questions than answers, including why she wasn't wearing her engagement or wedding ring. So now those British streets are saying her absence might be due to the alleged affair Prince William is having with Kate's former friend, Rose Hanbury.
Uh-oh.
Rose is 39 and is also married to a royal named David Rocksavage, who's 63. Sorry, she's 39, she's married to a 63-year-old guy. Yeah.
He dressed like a prince, though.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. That is a fly outfit.
Like, he looks like he's from a little golden book.
Yeah.
Wow. But I don't think William would cheat on Kate, though. He loves her, and he saw
what his daddy did.
But they say the apple don't fall far from the tree.
Hello.
But, oh, poor thing, honey. I feel so bad.
Mm. You know? There's some rose in this house.
Oh,
there's
God.
Some rose in this house. There's some rose. I mean, that is wild, though. If she did get abdominal surgery, she should go to the same people that Charles went to.
No, not Charles with the lumpy six-pack.
Hey, at least he's out.
Wow.
We know where he's at.
White women don't have BBLs, huh?
They get, like, the lip version.
Yeah, they definitely
do. They get the lip plumping.
I seen it. Also, here's the thing is, like, man, Prince William, if that Prince part wasn't in the front, that man is not... That man does not have game like this.
Mm-mm.
We don't know that, though. His brother is Harry.
Yeah.
But he's also Prince Harry. Like, I don't want to start.
Come with it. I know where you're going.
He's not picking up Meghan Markle if he's not a prince. That doesn't happen.
I thought you were going to say that's not, like, you know, the king's kid.
That part.
He don't like the king. Like, Harry got swag. William looks like he worked for the IRS.
Bye.
Yeah. Well, William also, like, he used to have all that hair. And he's got all the money in the world. Nary took a hair pill. Nary got a hair transplant. Doesn't wear a toupee. Just went bald and stuck with it.
Yeah. Is that the pot calling to kill the black?
No.
Okay.
He's like the Jason Statham of the royal family. He's going bald with dignity. All right, now, Shandé and Alexander Edwards is giving us a lot of material in these dish streets, but now somebody new is talking about their relationship, and that's none other than AE's ex, Amber Rose, a.k.a. A.R. They share a 4.5-year-old son named Slash, and not only does Amber let Slash go over to Cher's house, she's actually happy that AE is with Cher. Check out what she told Jason Lee.
Why would I ever be mad at her? Like, I wouldn't blame the other woman because, I don't want him. Somebody got to tolerate him, okay? So, and it ain't going to be me, right? So I'm very happy that he's over there with her because it is stability for my son.
Miss Rose ain't dumb, honey.
Okay.
Go on to Mama Cher house, baby. Tell her you need some new Jordans, honey. And whatever else you need, baby. And that's what you're going to get it from. So, girl, do you.
She cast him out with the energy that you would cast out an old car that you knew had under the hood problems. Like, hey, it's your problem now.
Yeah,
you deal
with it. It's giving, I don't want nothing else to do with this. That's your problem, mama. You deal with it.
Deal with it.
Also, Cher strikes me as someone who is wonderful to kids. You know? I bet she is like...
G-Ma.
Yeah.
Hello?
She ain't that damn wonderful.
I said G-Ma and the baby ain't nothing but four.
If that's the damn case, why did she make that song If I Could Turn Back Time?
That was way in the 80s.
It don't matter when, honey. Why?
What you think that was about?
Because, honey, she wasn't a good mama.
Bye, Gary. All right, well, Karrueche Tran is out here about to do something strange for a piece of change. Now, sis posted a photo of her feet, yes, with the link to her OnlyFans page. Now, some fans ask if they could have a sniff, and others believe this is a sign Karrueche is going baroque. Some even telling the actress, you don't have to do this, sis. But Karrueche came through with a clap back and deleted. And she said, LOL in the comments. I'm not going, bro. Just a smart play. Foot fetish is the number one fetish in the world. There's nothing sexual that will be on my page. It's literally feet. And if people are willing to pay, then that's their problem.
Nah.
And what is the problem?
Nah.
I don't see none.
Nothing, because men are feet freakish.
Some people
they like feet.
We prefer you have them as opposed to like being an unfooted female.
I need you to have feet. I don't have toes in different area codes. But
no.
But here's the thing is like it is sexual. Like if she's gonna post it, the people are into feet. What do y'all think that people who are into feet are doing when they look at feet? They're not just like, what a fine foot.
She's just providing a photo. Like, she's not doing anything. She's just providing the photo.
That's all.
But which has motivated me to amplify my OnlyFans foot page. I know that's right. I'm next.
You coming out?
I'm coming out, my friend. You watch this. This pretty feet ain't going to waste.
You'd be okay with some guy out there to your feet?
I ain't got to watch that. I don't know what he doing.
You know exactly what they're doing if they're buying the photos.
Yeah, no, I don't.
They're doing something weird to it.
That's not my business.
Dang, because you still leaving with your feet, honey, and getting your check. Girl, please.
Hello?
Just make sure your angles is better than the one they just showed us. Because I don't even understand how anybody could be like, oh, yeah.
Well, it's not our thing. So someone out there somewhere was like, oh.
I'm putting my damn neighbor on, honey.
Somebody out there somewhere was like,
she got a good shoe on too, honey.
Hey, biting his lip like Rich Boy in that just meme.
Her feet look good. Up next, honey, Angela Bassett says, honey, it wasn't all love and butterflies, honey, when she first laid eyes on her husband, Courtney B. Vance. We'll dish on that after the break.
Hey, let me see them toes.
Out next, you bet your bottom dollar I'm gonna be clicking my heels.
Yo, mom, what that arch do?
Yeah, yeah.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back.
Hey!
All right, now Angela Bassett stopped by live with Kelly and Mark, and when Kelly asked her, was it love at first sight for her husband, Courtney B. Vance, Angela said, nope. And here's why. Check it out.
We met in drama school.
Okay.
Yeah, we met in drama school, and he came with and left with a girlfriend, so.
Oh! My God. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so I was like, the commitment of that guy. Oh, yeah, amazing. Right.
And then how did you find
just years
way?
Later in
reconnected.
Ran into each other in LA.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's like, oh, familiar face.
Girlfriend's gone.
Yeah, gone.
Okay. I love it.
Must be something with dudes with B as their middle initial. They stay pulling them.
Right?
Like him.
Michael B. Jordan. My middle name is Ben.
Word?
Let's go.
Tanner B. Thomas.
That's what he's. Yes, that's the missing clue.
He said they be pulling.
Yo, but it speaks volumes, though, when you could come into a situation being in the friend zone mm-hmm. and climb your way out of it and, like, really seal the deal, which he managed to do. Because usually you don't get a second chance to, like, win some girl's heart that met you while you had a girl.
Yeah.
Unless they was plotting, like R. Kelly on the cover of that first Aaliyah album in the background, like, you know, like.
Oh, wow.
The signs were always there.
I think she was, honey, sending out signals, honey. She's just not telling that story.
You think so?
I think Miss Angela.
You think she was hitting
it
on that man while he had a girlfriend?
She was doing something, honey. You know how y'all throw smoke signals, honey, in some kind of way? The way you flick your hair or something, honey, and let him know that she was available.
So she sabotaged the relationship in real time.
She did.
It's always a scheme with you.
It's a scheme.
That Todd created.
All right, y'all, moving on. It is time for a baby report. Rapper and actress Cash Doll just announced that she's expecting baby number dose with her boyfriend, Atlanta rapper Tracy T. And she shared photos and a video on her IG with the caption, Tamar, would you read it for me?
Yes, I'll try. It's my birthday, and God bless me with another one. This birthday is special because I'm sharing it with my last child. So no drinks, no snatch waist, no outside. But listen, y'all, I'm so grateful and blessed to be in this position I'm in. I wouldn't trade my hand with no one. Check out her announcement video.
Everyone, it's my birthday.
I'm not drinking.
Oh, that's a nice way to tell everybody I'm pregnant.
Yeah.
The hell it was on here.
She looks gorgeous. Happy birthday, Cash.
Yeah, happy birthday.
That's my Pisces sister.
Yeah. Aww.
What, Gary?
Girl, I don't know. I'm just saying.
At least she's got the same baby daddy. Hello?
Yeah, but the same time, then with no ring. I guess a ring doesn't mean anything this year.
No, it doesn't.
People operate differently, man. Like, you know, like, marriage and rings, those are, like, old man-made constructs, man. Like, long as they are happy and together, man.
But the thing that bothers me nowadays about pregnancy and women and men, now y'all can get these babies they daddy last night without marrying them.
Yeah, okay.
But back in the day, you couldn't.
Like no, I think people just chose not to, but I think you had the choice.
No, honey, you couldn't get that baby last night because he had to sign that birth certificate.
Oh, Lord
I think they still be signing it, though.
You know, I think you can name a kid anything you want to name it.
Mm-hmm. No, you can't. Because some baby woman tried to name her child Will, and they told her she couldn't.
Bye, Gary.
I don't know. I set that kid up for failure.
I don't know about that.
Anyway, coming up, honey, Flavor Flav, honey, just gifted Billie Eilish, honey, a nice piece of jewelry. And I can't wait to see what it is, y'all. So that story plus much more after the break.
Come on, Flavor Flav.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
All right, so today we're celebrating a very special person. Uh-huh. This Sunday is our good sis, the Tamar Braxton's birthday.
Hey.
And guess what, homie? We got a few surprises for you. But before we get into it, we wanted to present you with a birthday cake for Tamar's Day. Like Gary says, it ain't a party without no cake, babe.
Oh, I love birthday cake.
Thank you, Stacey.
Oh, is chocolate your favorite?
I like a little chocolate sometimes, but you know, I like vanilla nowadays.
So, Tamar, how do you like your cake, darling? Because we know, honey, you're on a diet.
I am.
And are you going to eat the cake?
I am definitely going to exercise my right and eat the cake.
There we go.
Anime.
All right, well, T, that's not all we have for you. We were able to catch up with some of your folks, and they had this to say.
Hey, Monster. It's your youngest older sister wishing you the happiest of birthdays ever. I love you so much. Enjoy your day. Pisces season. Yeah.
Happy birthday, Tamar. Happy St. Tamar's Day. I can't say we're going to go out for cocktails because you said you're not drinking right now. So I'm going to have a cocktail for you. Happy birthday.
Baby girl, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. That's all you get now. You know it's your birthday, huh? I was just a kid when I had you. Look at God. Have a wonderful birthday. Enjoy yourself. Go for the gusto, okay? Because you're on this side of 50. Oh. How about that? You're just so wonderful. I love you so, so much. You take care. Have a good life.
Where's she going?
Take one day at a time. You're gonna be okay. Birthday girl, birthday girl, birthday girl. Okay, love you. Happy birthday. Talk to you later, little girl. Bye.
Say, Mom, you are 47 years old. How does it feel? What do you feel? You don't look a day younger than 25. You are amazing, you're beautiful, and you always were. Well, I have one more thing to say for every single person that's watching. Stay awesome, and I'll see you later, little Tay. Goodbye.
That's so sweet. Thank y'all so much.
Yeah, see, somebody cares.
How will that love make you feel?
Oh, man, I'm just so grateful. You know, my birthday has been, like, bittersweet. Because my sister passed on the 12th and my birthday is on the 17th and it hasn't really been the same. And just, you know, all the love and support. And I love it here with you guys. You guys make me feel so much better. And I just thank y'all so much. I love you guys. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful for good
we're grateful
people.
For you too. Yo, your energy is always so phenomenal, yo, for real.
Thank you.
Wait up. So, Tamar, now I know, honey. Now, I didn't know, honey, that you were older than me, though.
Me either.
I didn't know that.
I'm older than you.
Girl, you what, 47?
Yes.
Girl,
yes.
I'm 46.
The last. 64.
Well, yo, happy birthday, sis.
Thank you,
we love you, and we wish you so many blessings in the future.
You,
may you continue to shine brightly as you do. And stay tuned for more Dish Nation after break.
Thank
happy
you.
Happy birthday, team.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
What up, though?
Hey!
Now, it looks like Flavor Flav is going from being a Swiftie to a Billie Eilish fan. Now, the famed Public Enemy hype man was at an Oscar after party recently, and he gifted Billie Eilish a Barbie-themed clock. Peep it. Like he was doing a Flavor of Love pop-up.
Yeah. Well, she had just won the Oscar for Best Original Song for Barbie. I think that's super cool. What a nice gesture.
Oh, man, that is so cool. An Oscar and a clock. Flavor Flav clock, that's iconic.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, Miss Erivo was standing right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why she didn't get a damn clock?
Because she didn't win an Oscar that night.
She didn't have to win no damn Oscar. Flavor's been running behind all these damn white women lately.
You know what?
I mean, well, hey, you know, I hope they love him, honey. So that's all I can say, John.
Wow!
Like, how often do you get the gift and say that you cool with an Oscar Award winner? It's not like he, like, came up like a crazed stalker fan.
Well, I
want to
call Halle Berry and ask her, did she get hers? And I want to call Angela Bassett and say, did she get hers?
I definitely want a Flav clock. Like, I remember when Public Enemy first came out and, like, Flav had the clock. I used to try to find one at every store.
Yeah.
Like, that already had the rope and the string with it. Mm. Because making your own sucked. Mm. And the string would always break and shoelace didn't look as cool as the real rope.
That's what we should make, is we need like a grip of like Dish Nation Flavor Flav style clocks. That would be dope.
That's okay.
Hook us up, Flav.
Maybe not.
No, that's all right. I'll pass.
We should know what time it is.
My watch just told me.
Oh.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.